2. The priestess walked swiftly through the pale corridors of the arrivals hall. Flora followed closely, her brain recording all the sounds and scents as different kin broke free of their emergence chambers. Many more dark sanitation workers moved along the gutters with bundles of soiled wax, noting their sharp, distinctive odor and how other bees avoided any contact with them. Flora drew closer to Sister Sage and her fragrant wake. The priestess paused, antennae raised. They had come to the edge of the arrivals hall, where the countless rows of emergence cells ended, and a large hexagonal doorway led into a smaller chamber. A burst of applause from within carried out a thrilling new odor. Flora looked up at Sister Sage. "Unfortunate timing," said the priestess, "but I must pay my respects." They went inside, where she put Flora to wait by the wall, and then went to the front of a large crowd of bees. Flora watched as once again they burst out clapping, standing around the front of a still-closed emergence cell. Flora stared around this beautiful room. It was obviously an arrivals hall for more favored bees, for it was spaciously arranged around two rows of central cells, each one made of 6 large and beautifully carved individual compartments. Sister Sage stood in the welcoming committee before one of them, where many bees held platters of pastries and pitchers of nectared water. The delicious smells sharpened Flora's own hunger and thirst. Muffled curses and thuds came from within the decorated walls of the compartment, as if the occupant was leaping and jumping. At the sound of breaking wax, the assembled sisters redoubled their applause, and their kin scents flowed stronger with excitement. Flora detected a molecule of a different scent, and her brain knew its pheromone signal. A male. A male arrives.
"Worship to his maleness," cried
several feminine voices as a carved piece of wax fell out, followed by screams of delight as through the hole came the large plumed head of a brand new drone.
"Worship to his maleness,"
the sisters cheered again, and they rushed to help him out, pulling the wax free themselves and making a staircase of their bodies.